Look at the Torah, Parshas Re'eh. We'll start Anila Daidi V'Daidi Li on page Lamed Beis, first column. Okay, this week Shabbos from Varchem Elul already. So Anila Daidi V'Daidi Li, I'm to my beloved is to me. It says Rosh Tevis Elul. Okay, so Lucheira, what's the connection between Anila Daidi V'Daidi Li? That I'm to my beloved is to me, with the inyan of Elul. V'inyan ki be'elul maschol be'chinas anila deidi. Because Elul begins the avayid of anila deidi, I know, which is the yid, ani, the yid, coming to Hashem, and then Hashem comes to us. There's another pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says, deidi li v'aniloi. He is to me and I am to him. So the question is, where is it starting over here? So Elul is the acronym for Anila Deidi V'Deidi Li because it begins from the Aved of the Yid. Shem Bechinas Hamshoch, Zalukusi Yizbarich. The Mata Bechinas is Galus. Because then there's a level of a Serusa de Lusata for the month of Elul, and then becomes Deidi Li, the revelation from above on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Kvetcher calls the Smirli Tachas L'Rosh. His left side, his left hand is under my head, v'minay techabgeni, meaning shemirosh shonad yema kipurim. It's the level of smell, which is the level of yiro, lefishu is man, is galus, malchusi is body. The Alter Rebbe explains as follows. It says, smelay tachas l'reishi. Smell is the level of yiro. Ava is chesed, the right hand. Left hand is yiro, which is gevura. So therefore, we know that in the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we say Hamelach Hakadosh, Hamelach Hamishpat, Melech Melech Melech. It's all the union of Binyan Malchus, making Hashem as king, because Malchus is the level of fear, Yira. You don't love the king; you fear the king, and therefore you have this level of Yira, which is the level of Smel Tachas Horesh. Lachen Kedem LeHamelach. Therefore, in those days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we call him the level of Melech, ki Malchus Chamachus Kol Olamim, because Hashem's Malchus is the Malchus of all world. Pirush, Afilu Elamatz and Olamim, even in the hidden worlds, Tipol Olav Emes Hamelech Upacht also has the fear of the king. It's the Alter Rebbe is saying an interesting point. It says Malchus Chamachus Kol Olamim. Now, all worlds means there's hidden worlds and revealed worlds. We learn min ha'elam vada elam, baruch Hashem elokei yisrael. Hashem should be revealed from the concealed worlds to the hidden worlds. So when you say malchuzi bekom mashallah, that means even the hidden worlds, where Elokus is hidden, also has the fear of Hashem. The Gemara tells a story with the Neil with Hanani Mishol v'Azariah. So they came to somewhere and they had a tremendous fear upon all of a sudden. There was nothing that they saw. All of a sudden, a tremendous fear. Daniel saw it. Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were not as great as Daniel. They all of a sudden had this awesome awe. And the Gemara says, Ava gav de'iloi chazi, even though they themselves didn't see it, but mazlayo chazi. The mazel saw this revelation of godliness that caused an awesomeness in the neshama. So he says, Malchus Chamalchus Kol Olamim, that even in the hidden worlds, which Elokus is not revealed, there's still the level of fear in those days of 10 days of Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Mizeh Nimshah Gam Lamato Kol Neshamat Yisrael. And from the fact that Yiro is revealed above, therefore it comes Lamato Kol Neshamat Yisrael. The Kabul O Malchus Shamayim Aleim, to have the level of O Malchus upon them, to fear Hashem on their faces. Ki Ashkol Hashanah, the rest of the year, meaning through the 10 days of Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Asesim Echuva, which is a level of fear Malchus, they get enough Yira to last them for the year. Ki Yiras Hashem Va'avosei. Because the revelation of love and fear in the person is not within the person himself. Like really, it has to be Vayikra al Moshe. There has to be a revelation from above. that because of the ha'odah, the revelation of Hashem that comes from above, ba'eis v'zman is galusei, which is the level of Rosh Hashanah, the level of Yira. Okay? So that everything like this. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Aser Yom Tshuva, from above is revealed a tremendous revelation of Elikus that causes the level of Yira. In fact, it's interesting, it's not a halacha, but it's a custom. People don't get married between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's not a, like, so to speak, a chesedic time. It's a year of time. It's a din time. You know, it's not the level of rachman. It says to me, tshuva is the time of yirah, din, malchus, hamelech, hamelech, hamelech. At that time in the year, it's the revelation of fear on the neshama, in the higher worlds, and therefore it trickles down to the neshama, which gives the koyach for the whole year to have fear of Hashem. And he says, and that's the level deidili, the revelation of Hashem. So far, Alter Rebbe is saying like this, the 30 days of Elul is a level of Isurutza de Lasata, awakening from below. Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is a level of deidili, which is a revelation from above. Okay? That's a Tzadach Lahed, but in order to get this level of deidili, you have to awaken Ava V'yirai de Yisrutsa de Lasata, which is the level of Elul. Okay? So back, the Alter Rebbe is saying like this. Ani L'deidi V'deidili, basic is the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. The first 30 is Aved of Elul, Ani L'deidi, the Yisrutsa de Lasata. And then you have deidili, Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur, is a revelation from above that causes the awesomeness of the Jew throughout the year. Yeah. The Avaida of Tshuva, which is basically the level of Yira, he's afraid to be separated from Hashem. Tshuva is to return. Return means I'm missing something, I'm missing home, and I want to come back to home. Right? I want to come back home. That's the level of fear. That what do you feel? You're far away from Hashem. That's the concept of tshuva. Tshuva is not so much the level of seitev. It's aziv esachet. You know, you leave the sin. Why? Because you want to return back to where back to Hashem. That's more the level of yira. And that's the level of the month of Elul. She says, "V'ine noida, it's known sheba Elul is man is galus yud gimel midas harachmi." In Elul is the revelation of 13 attributes of mercy. Therefore, the third time Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, that was when Hashem said, "Salachti kivarecha on Yom Kippur." The last 40 days was the days of Yud Gimel Midas Harachmi. So Alter Rebbe asks his famous question: "Olahovin kol zeh ki lo men yemei sachel veinim yomtiv kamei shabbos es v'yomim tevim." The Alter Rebbe asks if Elul is a revelation of Yud Gimel Midas Harachmi, why on the whole month of Elul not a Yom Tov? Why is Shabbos in Yom Tov a Yom Tov? Because there's a greater revelation of Elokus. That's what makes it a holy day. Because there's a greater revelation of Elokus in Shabbos in Yom Tov. So the question is, if Elul is a revelation of Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim, why isn't the whole month of Elul a Yom Tov? Shebehem is Galus Elokus, that on Shabbos in Yom Tov is a revelation of Elokus b'chinas ha'odes, Elokus yisbarich. Befrat beis man yud gimel midas, especially then if Shabbos and Yom Tov should be is a Yom Tov, yud gimel midas rachmi for sure is a Yom Tov. Why? Shem ha'ores al yenis ma'id are tremendously great levels of alukus ve'mizgal biyim akipurim. So it's like similar to the level of Yom Kippur. And he says, "Bevadi yeshefet gadol biyim kippur and ben elul." There's no question. There's a big difference in the kedusha of Yom Kippur to the Kedusha of Elul. So the Alter Rebbe says, why isn't the month of Elul, the whole month should be a Yom Tov? If it's the revelation of Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim, by the way, which stimulates and allows the person to do tshuva in Elul. What stimulates the person? Tani L'Dei. The Alter Rebbe just got through saying that any stimulation, that anything that a Jew does needs to get help from above. So the question is, how does the Jew come to Anila Deidi? The answer is because it's the time that you give him Mitzvah Rachman. You give him Mitzvah Rachman, that allows the Jew to do Anila Deidi. No. Achene Yuvan, you need the right channel how to do it.
How to do what?
Waking up Shuvah. Every day in the morning is the right channel.
You have to be in the right
frequency. Not for everybody. Achine Yuvah Napi Moshe Lemelech. Okay, so now the Altrebbe says his famous Moshe. Moshe Lemelech Shekedem Beirli Ir, before the king comes back to the city. Yeitz and Anshe Lekrase, the people from the city go out to meet the king. But you have to listen to every detail of the Moshe, because the Rebbe rips. Our Rebbe rips apart this Moshul, every word of the Moshul. The Rebbe, through all the Sichas and Maimorim, throughout all the years, rips it apart, mamash, every detail. The king, before he comes to the city, who goes out to meet him? The people from the city. Yeitz and Anshe Ha'ir L'Krasai, the people from the city go out to meet him. U'mekabel panav besoda, and they receive his face in the field. For us, the Rishoyim call me Shereitz Alotzis. Therefore, then it's given permission while the king is in the field. All his permission is given. Call me Shereitz Alotzis Nachbul Panav. Whoever wants to greet his face, V'mekabel is kulam. V'sever panav your face, and he accepts everybody with the good countenance. Umad upon him seichokes lekulam, and he shows a smiley face to everybody. Okay, so that means the king is in the field, on the way back to the city. As he says, before he comes back to the city, the people from the city go out to meet him, and whoever wants has the permission, and opportunity, and the ability to do it. The king accepts everybody with good countenance, the good face, and smiling, and. And then when the king goes back to the city, they follow him back to the city. They escort him back to the city. And then when he comes to the palace, then already, and not everybody can go in to see the king. You need permission. Unique individual, not every Tom, Dick, and Harry can go into the king and see him whenever he wants. In the field, everybody has permission to go see the king. So it is. Can you close it? Thank you. In the month of Elul, Yates and Lahakbal are upon him. Thank you. Lahakbal are upon him. He's Baruch Besada. In the month of Elul, the Jews go out to meet the king in the field. And the Alter Rebbe will explain, and we'll learn based on the Rebbe's discussions, the king is in the field, meaning he's now accessible for everybody. Okay, whoever wants, nothing stopping you. The only thing that you need to do is go out to meet him. If you don't go out to meet him, you stay in the city, you're not going to meet him. You have to go out. That's the avaid of the Jew, by the way. You have to go out. Anila Deidi. You have to do the avaid of going out to the field to meet the king. Pirush king neksiv yor Hashem panav elach. Hashem should shine his countenance upon you. Sheonin ha'odos yid gimel midas. Sheir panav b'panim. What does it mean? Yor Hashem panav elach. Hashem should shine his face to you. His face refers to the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachman. Hanusha Yoyer Gili Pnimis Ritzayni Yizbarich. That the Pnimis, the internal level of Hashem's will, should be revealed L'mok in Neshamas Yisrael to the source of Neshamas. How? Haidei Shia Ikir Pnimis Ritzayni Elav Yizbarich. Now, the Rebbe is saying, in order to have Hashem's essence revealed to you, you have to show that you want it. There's no question Hashem is all over the place. There's no question Hashem is, there isn't a place where he doesn't exist. Like the famous expression, where's Hashem? And the answer is wherever you let him in. Now how do you let Hashem in? by showing that you want to open the curtains. You show that you want to let him in. If the room's dark and you don't do anything about it, you're not getting the sunlight into the room. You want to have the gilui of Hashem, Shem Shumogin Hashem Elokim, the revelation of Avaya, of Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim. You need to show your penimis, Ladovka Beleva Nefesh, Mu'umka Daliba, from the depth of the heart, but Mesidus Nefesh. By giving over our desires, not killing yourself, by giving over our desires to Hashem, okay? So therefore, like this, the month of Elul, the king is in the field. He's accessible, whoever wants him, got him. Okay? Whoever wants him, got him. Gets him, got him, whatever. But you have to go out to meet him, meaning you have to want to see the king. The second you go out because you want to see the king sees you. The king is there, shining his face to everybody.
Why field not see?
He's going to explain. The Alter Rebbe explained that's the whole chiddush of Elul. It's not in a civilized place. And the way the Rebbe explained, the Alter Rebbe says it a few times in passing, but it's not only Sada, it's Midbar. It's desert, which is no growth. The Alter Rebbe is going to explain, here he explained basically in the Kutot Torah, the Alter Rebbe explains there's two things, Soda and Ir. Ir is civilized, people live, you know. Soda, nobody lives in the field. But things grow there that sustain us. Then you have a third level, which is a desert, nothing. Emptiness, no civilization, no growth, no vegetation, nothing. These are three levels in Avedas Hashem. There's a level of Ir, which is civilized. Like he's going to say, the Gemara says, let's say, the famous story, there were two rabbis traveling. And one of them said, let me see you, you know. He said, you see these date trees? One of them said, they were from the time of Adam Rishon. So the other one said, you reminded me of something, it says. What does it mean? The pasuk says, Ashala Yashav Adam Sham. The pasuk says that man did not inhabit there. He says like this: any city, country, whatever, region that Adam Rishon decreed that people should live, became livable. People live there. A place where Adam Rishon decreed shouldn't be livable, inhabited, never became inhabited. That's why you found a lot of parts of the world that are jungles. If you had, there's a few people living there, there's no civilization. You know, they're way behind. In Avedas Hashem, you have Ir, city, you have field, and you have Midbar. So right now, the king is in the field where nobody lives. Shelo Yashav Adam Sham. That there's no Adam, meaning there's no godliness. There's no Adam, referring to Hashem. But we'll see more in Beis. Okay, now where does our others come from? From the level of Kel. The whole interesting machlekes in Kabbalah, in the 13 Yud Gimel Midas Rachman, we say Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Erech, Kel, Rachman, Vachanun, Erech, Apayim. So the whole machlekes in Kabbalah, where do you give on Midas Rachman? Does it begin from the word Hashem, from the first one, from the second one? Does it begin from the name Kel? Is Kel the first? Here the Alter Rebbe is saying that Kel is the first of the 13 attributes of mercy. That's what he says. Kel, which is Reishis, Kola Yud Gimel Midas, which is the origin, the first of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachman. Like it says, Kel Hashem Vayor Elonu. It comes from the level of Kel that Hashem lights to us. Shobachinus Erdin, Sal Baruch Hu Atzmei Mamish, which is the essence of Hashem. Like it says, Avaya Lekecha Yishayichu, is a consuming fire. What does it mean, a consuming fire? Pirsh Kamei, Lamashal Ziv, Va'erd Ha'eche Yeitzim, and Ha'eche Atzmei, it's like the ray of the fire. Shabach Lulu, Se'em, Be'ishum, Ischalkas, Be'inoi, Levein Ziv, Va'erd Ha'nimshich Mimenu. There's no difference between fire and the light, or light and the light that comes out of it. You look at light, you can tell its source. You can look at light Anyway, you can tell if it, now you look outside, you see it's sunlight. You know it's not moonlight. You know it's not candlelight. It's not the flashlight light. You look at light, light reveals the source. You don't see the sun. You're in the room here. You're looking out. You see sunlight. You know it's sunlight. How do you know it's sunlight? You don't see the sun. You don't see the sun. How do you know it's sunlight? But the reality is it is sunlight. You don't see the source. Because light reveals the source. From the light, you can tell what the source is. This revelation of Hashem's Pnimius that revealed to the Neshamas Yisrael comes from the level of Kel, Shubachinus Erdin Tzav Baruch Hu Atzmi Mamish, which is the lesson, the essence of Hashem. And therefore the Yidden are called Yisrael. Sar Kel, the officer of Kel. Why Kel? Because that's the first level of Yugamidu Sarachimim. The Kel Hashem Vayor Elanu. That's the level of Elokus which is revealed to each one of us. Why is it called? We should be called Sar Kel. Why are we called Yisrael? The Yud Meir Las Modes HaPu'ula shows and the continuity of it, like it says, Kochaya Se'iyuv. Chassidus brings this down the proof as for many aspects. In Hebrew, the letter Yud normally is future tense. Asa means he did do. Ya'asa means he will do it. So, but there's a pasuk that says, Kocha ya'asa Iyov. It doesn't mean so Iyov will do. It means so he constantly does. Like we say in Pirkei Avos, when it says, like Shmuel HaKot Neimer, Rabbi Yechon Neimer, Emim is present tense. They always lived with it. So when it says the concept of Yisrael, what it's constantly sarkel. What does sarkel mean? The hein bepirish bechinas kel. What does sarkel mean? What controls the person? What is the sar, the officer of the person? That's the level of sarkel, who is sar hamesh bekibay. Is a level of the dictatorship, the ruling of the Yidden is a level of Kel. Sar Kel means the ruler of the Yid, of every individual Yid, is the level of Kel, which is constant. Meaning, Sheyesh b'chol nefesh mi Yisrael, needs a telukus mamish. Ye every single Yid, no matter who you are, has a spark of Elokus HaMechayet Nafshu Elokis that gives life to his godly soul, the animal soul, the godly soul, Umeshev B'tivay L'mayla. And by nature, a Jew is gravitated to Hashem, Be'er Dechayim, in the source, the light of life, Limsa Nafshe Elov Yisbarach, to give over his life to Hashem with Mesidus Nefesh, which is even higher than Seichel. Now, the Rebbe says, you find, as the Rebbe says, the expression in Tanya, Kal Shebekalim, the lowest of the low Jew, is ready to give up his life and Mesidus Nefesh to not to bow down to an idol. Now, where does that come from? He has no understanding of Elokus. He doesn't learn Chassidus. He doesn't keep mitzvahs that much. How in the world does this person have this ability within them to be Mesa Nefesh? And Alter Rebbe says, very simple. Because every Jew is Sar Kel. Every Jew is dictated and governed by the level of Kel. It's a lot of times hidden. It takes do or die, so to speak, to reveal, to uncover the mud that's covering that level of Kel that every single Jew possesses. So sometimes it takes, you find an interesting thing, two times, when usually it's one way over the next, two things can cause a person to become more connected to Hashem. One is they're deathly ill, and they wake up, you know, they're dying, they might as well wake up, or something tremendously great, a miracle happens to them. These are two things that are extreme happenings that cause a person all of a sudden to wake up closer to Hashem. Question, what does that do? If the person doesn't have a feeling of alakus in him, it's not going to happen. Deathly ill doesn't create a relationship with Hashem. What it does is, it removes the mud that's covering this kale that every Jew has. All it does is remove the mud, and all of a sudden it's popping out this level of kale. Or sometimes, which happens less often, by the way, when something very good happens to a person, usually they think, it's my ability, my strength, like we were in last week's parsha. But all it does is, it reveals that level of kale within the Jew. And he says, and that's lemaile min hachochma das. Mesidus nefesh, that's why there's no reason in Tato for Mesidus nefesh, the Rebbe says. Ki aydei chochma vadas. Lo yamasi b'china zu, wouldn't be understood. Levato lahafke satmi kol v'kol b'shvila yizbar. Intellectually, there's no way intellect can cause a person to give up his life for Hashem. Because intellectually, I come first. No, we're talking that it stays. It's not as Baba Meisus. Zel banim atem l'shem alakeichem. Brokar adavod, the child is the foot, the knee of the father. Shenichlo b'ritzeinu shalovit. He automatically is connected to the father. B'lishum tam v'das, without any logic. Meaning, v'chmei b'chinas regal, like the foot. The second the head wants to move the foot, instantaneously the foot moves. Why? Because it's bottled to the head. A yid, which is the child, is the knee of the father. Bonim atam l'shem alakeichem means be'etzem a Jew is bottled. Ve'en le'rotzim shekloi klal, he has no will of his own, and that's what it says. Bottled etzeichem b'mnei etzeinu, nullify your will for Hashem. Shebachdei sheyoyer la'adam b'chinas pinimis etzeinu is barich, in order that it should be revealed the pinimis of Hashem. In order to have Ritzaynei, that Hashem should be Mevatel his will for you, you need Levatel Kol Ritzaynesef. Shalei Lerotzen Achad Klal, you shouldn't have any other will, that, meaning you need to make a Kehle. Bottom line is, the king is in the field. He's revealing his essence. You need to go out into the field, because the Alter Rebbe is not saying you're in the field. You're in the city. The king's in the field. You have to go out of the city to want to greet the king, i.e., you have to want to be connected to the king, and then you make a chana, you get it. Thank you, sir.
Can't you take us to the field?